See you on the Morris River this minute.
Hello, I'm Ethan Aronoff. Mary Hufford, director of the University of Pennsylvania Center for Folklore and Ethnography, recognizes the value of passing along collective memories to future generations. As such, collective memories build an identity, maintain connections to the past, and construct the present. Within this framework, a region's identity is woven. The influence of a society that is fast-tracked generally outpaces or consumes these traditions. Some traditions are linked to specific skills, like the production of glass. Artisans continue to implement such skills at Wheaton Arts, where glass is tracked from colonial southern New Jersey roots to today. Citizens United to Protect the Morris River and its tributaries seeks to pass along memories through its River Recollections Project, which documents 40 river reaches and the stories from elders who have known them well. Between the bends of the river are the reaches. Over time, the reaches have acquired names, some from bordering property owners, some from activities along the shores, some from physical characteristics, and others unknown. For instance, jawbone is derived from the hairpin curve made by the channel in this river bend. Boneyard identifies an eroding steep bank where the bones of the river's earliest colonial settlers were exposed. Then, there's no man's friend, where the tidal current makes netting a tangled challenge. These names survive only through usage, and fearfully are becoming dusty relics to all but a few. We invite you to keep the names alive by reading these essays at www.cumorrisriver.org. Why not come to the Morris and make some of your own memories to pass along?
See You on the Morris River is produced by Citizens United to Protect the Morris River and its tributaries, and supported by CAS Music to build a greater awareness of the natural and cultural resources of the Morris River and the surrounding region. Please visit us at www.cumorrisriver.org.